2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Brought to you by our oldest motoring club, the Royal Automobile Club of Australia.
Nissan's new small cash car SUV arrived before Christmas. The second generation of a model that, when launched around 9 years ago, was considered a good all-rounder. A lot's happened in 9 years. There's 23 small SUVs to choose from, and some are very impressive. The new Qashqai Ti flagship I've just driven is up there with the very best of them. Powered by a 1.3-litre turbo four-cylinder engine, driving through a CVT automatic with three available drive modes, Eco, Normal and Sport. CVT transmissions are in some ways a compromise, but despite a little hesitancy at times after hard acceleration, this one performs well. Nice suspension churn, balance for ride and handling, with steering feel and response first class. With more room and more features, the latest Nissan Qashqai in the top spec Ti model is impressive, although, like a lot of new SUVs today, the price has jumped to $47,390 and it's not inexpensive. Some nice touches though: the foot-activated tailgate, adaptive LED headlights and fog lights, powered drivers and passenger seat with massage and heat function, a 10-speaker Bose sound system and a panoramic glass sunroof. Disappointingly, it needs dearer 95-grade petrol though, while the best around-town economy I posted was 7.9 litres per 100. I'm David Berthon.